This is a Fox News alert. A peace summit in Egypt. I'm Dave Anthony, and President Trump will be there after Hamas released the final living hostages from Gaza.
You see the enthusiasm really beyond Israel, all over the world. I've never seen anything like it. And I think it just means peace for the Middle East.
Before flying to Egypt, where the president has just landed and is now speaking, he told Fox's Trey Yinks the Israeli and American attacks on Iran's nuclear program were a big factor.
You couldn't have made this deal if somebody sitting over there with a nuclear weapon over your head.
He also talked about this very important summit that's taking place tonight in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. He's brought together some of the world's most influential people, people that have the funds that can ultimately implement the ideas and projects that the president has. And he wanted to make clear in the course of our interview that the Gaza ceasefire is just the first step.
Now, earlier today, the president addressed Israel's parliament.
This is the end of an age of terror and death and the beginning of the age of faith and hope. End of God.
Fox's Steve Harrigan's also in Jerusalem.
People across the country have been watching the images that they've been really waiting 2 years desperately to see, and that is of reunions. Reunions of former hostages with their family members. Many of these reunions taking place in hospitals. It was a real process to release these 20 alive.
But so far, Hamas is only handing over 4 bodies of the 28 dead hostages they had.
Also, Palestinians being released as part of this deal, as many as 2,000 prisoners, 250 of them serving life terms in prison, many for multiple homicides.
In his address to Israeli lawmakers about stopping the fighting in Gaza, the president said it's a shame that Russia's war rages on in Ukraine. And that continues as the Russian president has warned against the United States offering Tomahawk missiles, advanced weapons to help Ukraine, calling it a serious escalation. The president says he's considering it. America's listening to Fox News.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report phishing, and update your software on all your devices. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes identity theft guaranteed or your money back. So stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use the promo code BECK. Terms do apply.
He's coming. Here he goes.
Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for anyone out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance.
From the News 11 Information Desk, I'm Madeline Murray. 2 men have been found dead with gunshot wounds in Winter Haven. Deputies from the Imperial County Sheriff's Office responded to a neighborhood located on Railwood Avenue near East Street Friday evening. At the scene, deputies found 2 men dead and immediately started an investigation with the Scientific Investigations Unit and the Coroner's Office. This is being looked at as an active suspicious death investigation and is still ongoing. If you have any information, please contact the Imperial County Sheriff's Office. And the Yuma Police Department hosted the annual Getting Arizona Involved in Neighborhoods, or GAIN, event this weekend. The event took place at the Target parking lot at the Yuma Palms from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Police, fire, and military agencies across the state, as well as organizations and nonprofits, also participated in the event. There was also free drinks, hot dogs, chips, and face painting for those who attended. Catch us on the TV side on News 11 every weekday at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. for your latest local news, weather, and sports.
Mostly sunny with a high of 88 this afternoon. Stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Clear and 62 for tonight. Then sunny with a high of 83 tomorrow. Clear and 61 tomorrow night.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face, never let them have too much screen time, and never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed, never ever become a minivan mom, and you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
El Dorado broadcasters and this station congratulate the newest Yuma County Chamber of Commerce members. Eddie's Food and Drink, CNS Signs, Bang Auto Glass, Mary Kay and Nancy Sabalos, and MB Flooring LLC. If you'd like to find out how you can become a member and join all the benefits membership brings, email Valeria at yumachamber.org. That's Valeria at yumachamber.org. Or call 928-782-2567.
Overcoming drug addiction was difficult, but I found the path to recovery that worked for me. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
We don't have Martine today, but he did us a solid.
I saw that.
It looks like he used AI to give us a script. So I'd like to say welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm going to follow Martine's script, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
And then we're going to highlight our returning guest, Mr. Chris Thompson, longtime friend of the show, business mind.
This sounds very natural.
An all-around storyteller.
Yeah, this is not AI-generated at all. Mm. All-around storyteller.
It's kind of cool to see what AI came up with.
Yeah.
Unsolicited, you know?
I wouldn't mind if that was in my, you know, my obituary. Longtime friend of the show, business mind, and all-around storyteller.
We're going to cover everything from new businesses in town. I imagine that's Twisted Sugar.
Sure.
To pet peeves we all share. And even dive into the ocean, literally.
Literally.
That's probably paying homage to what I did last week in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about your trip to Puerto Vallarta.
No sharks, but
you wore your shark band?
I did not.
You didn't?
I didn't. That was just a waste
went
of $260.
Completely
naked.
Wow.
What's a shark band?
Huh?
What's a shark band?
Somebody doesn't listen to the show. Somebody doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah. I never listened to his. He never listens to
mine. You need to go back
and
listen.
Okay. We're okay with that.
A month ago and then come back.
So what is a shark band?
Shark bands. It's a brand of...
With a Z.
Yeah, it's with a Z. It's hip. It's with...
Is it an actual band?
Yeah, it's actually really well put together in case you get your limb taken off. It is a very thick... silicone type band, and then it's got embedded in it very, very strong magnets, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, and they don't like magnets?
Sharks don't like magnets,
no,
apparently.
They hate magnets. Mm. Yeah, you never see a shark near like a fridge.
Or a microwave.
Yeah.
It's true.
But it emits like, it affects the electromagnetic field, the natural electromagnetic field, and the sharks don't like that. But that's so against what I learned growing up about sharks, like changes in the electromagnetic field is what they're looking for.
Oh, really?
Something in distress.
Okay.
Something that's flailing.
Uh-huh.
I think that's how
I imagine your swimming process.
Yeah, that's how I flail around.
Flailing.
That's how I scuba dived.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. But my understanding is you are correct. We are both correct. But when you introduce such a magnetic force, it's like a flashbang to them.
Okay.
So they might be coming in. And once they get close, they're like, ow, that's too much. Mm. Sensory overload.
Too much of a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. You know.
But you did swim.
I swam. What do you mean? Yeah, I scuba'd. So I controlled my buoyancy is what we...
Yes. That's what we say.
I learned all the signs.
Yeah, a BDC.
Yeah.
Are you scuba certified? You've got to be.
Yeah.
I'm going this weekend.
Are you really?
Yeah.
In San Diego?
San Diego.
Is there a place you
going
use?
Out with our friend Howard?
Oh, you're going with Howard.
Going out on the boat, going lobster diving. So
thanks for the invite.
Yeah. Well, this, when you stop flailing, you can come.
I'm pretty good.
We're going in the water about midnight, you know, and it's all dark. Got three flashlights in case one fails.
You'd have four. I mean, if you invited me.
Well, yeah. Well, you could go as like a flashlight.
I got the
shark
band, so.
Yeah. So what we do is we cover you in meat and you hold the flashlight. Then we're safe.
Yeah.
Guys?
Yeah. Okay, I will admit, on my first dive, I did get lost. Okay?
Yeah.
It's not a big deal, though. The water visibility wasn't the greatest, and I did what you're supposed to do. You wait for a minute, and then you surface.
Okay.
Yeah. All was well.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I was on my first dive because...
That was really anticlimactic. You got lost... You sat there for 1 minute, and then you went up to the surface.
I followed safety protocol when I didn't want to, because I'm like, I'm pretty sure I can find these people. I probably couldn't have found them, though. I had no idea where I was. And I'm like, I guess I got to show this guy, the dive master, that I know the stuff.
So you went up.
Which I really kind of didn't. I used ChatGPT for most of that.
Yeah.
But I did pay attention to some of the stuff, like don't hold your breath ever.
Oh, yeah. No, you want to.
And if you get lost, just breathe. Sit there and they'll find you.
Yeah.
And they did.
You learned all that in one weekend.
Yeah.
That's a sharp guy.
A day, actually. About 10 minutes of cramming.
Yeah.
But are you scuba certified now?
I am.
Hey.
I'm super scuba certified.
Wow.
Ready to do my advanced super scuba. Skills.
Wow, that's extreme.
You haven't heard of that one?
Super scuba?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Oh, I haven't.
That's a new
Must
thing.
Must be a Puerto Vallarta thing.
It is. It's super.
Super yeah. scuba.
They charge them double, but.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you PADI certified? Do you went through PADI?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the way to do it, right?
That's the way to do it. Yeah, it's recognized all over the world, so you can go scuba diving everywhere. Not just Puerto Vallarta, you can go.
I was super bummed, though, to figure out, like, okay, I'm going through the process, I'm in it, and then it's like, oh, I can't dive into a shipwreck? That's the whole point.
Different certification.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should have told you that in the beginning.
I think they do, but you have to pay attention.
Okay.
But they do, and, you know, going certain depths and all of that.
Yeah.
The deep sea welders, that blows my mind.
Have you seen that movie, Last
yes.
Breath?
Yes.
Pretty good movie.
That's pretty good. True story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty
crazy. Dramatic. Yeah. But there's people that's their job. Can you imagine? Getting this tube for 30 days. We'll acclimate you, and then you can go down, perform your work, and then just wait another 30 days, come back up. Wow.
Do you dive with a dive computer?
Yeah. Have one built into my regulator.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Prefer that rather than just on your wrist?
Yeah. Well, I just haven't done it enough that I've haven't pulled the trigger on a full on.
I got the new Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah. It was one of the reasons I wanted to get that new one.
Yeah, it's the... Because
it has it's dive watch.
It's fantastic.
Really?
It was awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, well, our dive master had his, down. You know, it's like the big old thing. And
yeah.
A couple, redundancy. And mine was keeping...
But you got lost.
Yeah, that was before I recognized that it actually had a compass on it.
Oh.
I didn't know that was a feature.
Direction matters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even underwater.
Even if I knew it, I didn't know what to do with that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, this way is north, but I'm still lost.
It's difficult. It's we try difficult. It
well,
just for fun. You set like
a bearing.
We're going to go this bearing this far, and then we're going to turn. And basically, you do kind of like a big square.
Okay.
And come back to where you were, but completely at the bottom, you know, just following your compass.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't get it every time, but you'll get it a lot of the time. It's good practice to do. And it's fun just to see if you can do it.
We didn't do too good on that. And we just did in a line, like a straight line.
Okay.
We went straight line, 25 paces, turn around and reverse bearing, 25 paces. And that was a challenge. Not for me, but the other guy, my buddy.
Oh, okay.
I won't name names.
Dustin.
No. Justin's already dive certified.
Oh.
But yeah. I took my son Christian and it was a blast. We really had a lot of fun.
Good.
It was super fun. It opens up a whole new world. And yeah. I'm like, I want to go again. That's why when you're saying,
I was
gonna
ask
going,
you, do you want
to
go again?
Absolutely, dude. We're going to San Diego in a couple of weeks and I was going to look at dive shops to see if I could just go get a dive in with Christian somewhere.
You can't. There's actually some really great ones where you'll charter with them. They'll take you out to great dive spots. They have all your equipment, drop you, and then bring you back.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in buying my own equipment. I mean, you got to travel around. Maybe a mask and a snorkel, but that's...
I'd recommend, yeah. I went ahead and got the equipment, but it's a lot of equipment. Like, I'm packing for this trip, and it's an enormous amount of equipment.
I'm not going to do that. I'd rather just contact a dive place there, have them do all the BCD stuff and the air tanks.
Yeah.
And I travel with my mask that I like, and then...
Yeah.
Use your...
Yeah, I spent the money on a really good mask. That makes a difference.
What did you use? I was going to ask you that.
What mask do I have?
Do you remember the brand?
I'll text it to you. Okay. I don't remember offhand. I just cleaned it the other day. It's a nice one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because I've been looking into them. And
so nice, I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
Everybody says that theirs is the best mask. You know, it's like, oh, man.
This one's pretty good. You want to go glass. You don't want acrylic. You want actual glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll text it to you.
What about full face? You ever thought of that?
My brother has one that he got. He's actually on the dive squad for YPD.
Wow.
Yeah, so when they get a call that there's something in the wash or something in the river.
Oh, yeah, you've
like
told
that.
Me that. So
and they have the full face mask so they can talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Talk
really
to each other. And they're a little more difficult. It's more difficult to clear your, you know, you can't pinch your nose if you're.
Oh, I forgot
about
that.
You have to get good at, you know, popping your ears. You know,
I forgot
outside the mask
for me,
it'd be difficult because I'm doing it constantly and it would be difficult, but it would be great to be able to communicate with the other divers. I mean, we're doing it with hand signals and tapping and pointing and, you know, flailing and screaming.
What's going on.
Yeah. And
it's like, I don't understand.
We're going to get in the water at midnight. It's pitch black. So if you lose your buddy, good luck.
What's this mean? Lobster or shark? I don't know. It could be both.
Something with mouth.
Something, or claws. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
I was thinking about, they sell like little scribe pads.
We have those. So you can write underwater and hold up a sign, you know, help, you know, or whatever.
Look behind you.
That's helpful. we don't do any complex dives. You know, everywhere we go is pretty tame. We'll be about between 40 and 60 feet for this dive.
I've done that. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Got it. Are you scuba certified, Sean?
No.
No?
Do you have any desire? I was texting you last week, like, oh, I was trying to show you what we were doing.
Yeah.
And I wrote out, you would really love this. And then I erased that. I'm like, he would not love this. I know Sean.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what his take is on it.
I don't think he would.
I don't know. I'd like to be certified. I don't want to go through the certification.
It's super easy. It's very easy.
How does that work?
You know, it's like I'd like to be a pilot, but I don't want to have to go through the training.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to fly a plane.
But sure. How do you do that? How do you get to be
a
pilot without the training?
You don't. And so then I just give up.
You act like you are. Like Abigail. What's his name? Frank Abigail.
Oh,
catch me if you can.
Yeah.
There you go. That'd be nice.
No, it's just there's a lot of work that goes into it, and I'm lazy. So,
I mean, do you like swimming?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, not for exercise. I mean, I like to jump out of the boat when it's really hot and, like, kind of soak in the water.
I just didn't think you enjoyed underwater life or anything.
No, I do. I do. I liked. I used to snorkel, and I loved doing that. That was a lot of fun. Just going around. Trying to explore new areas. When I first moved to Yuma, the fact that it was so warm all the time, mm-hmm. it was amazing. Even in the wintertime, I'd go out to the wash and I'd snorkel around, and I thought it was amazing. Because coming from Idaho, it's a pretty small period of time that you could go out there and do that. But no, I never really got into anything professional or anything high grade.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. It sounds like you're a good candidate.
Yeah.
It's very, very easy.
I love snorkeling. I'll snorkel all day, all the time.
Yeah, why?
Awesome.
So
I don't.
To me, snorkeling, I think, could probably check that box.
Well, you think that till you scuba.
Exactly right. Once I've scuba, so I'm like, I don't know why I would
perspective.
Snorkel.
So when you're, like in Catalina, there's the underwater park. And so we were snorkeling. But down below us, about 30 feet down, were scuba divers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so envious that they were down there. Because it's just a different world. So as you go down and you get to the bottom, that's where everything is.
Mm.
Where all the action
is.
Yeah,
you're down in it versus just being a passenger, just kind of looking. So I think you'd like it. I think you'd like it. So if you ever want to do it, let's do it.
My last certification dive before we came up, the last thing we saw was a sea turtle. And like my dive master kept like, he was going crazy trying to get me to see it. And I'm like, I see the turtle. Like it's not a... To me, it's not a big deal, you know.
Why is it?
I've seen so many
deal?
Turtles. It's not a big really? Deal. But then the difference was is the turtles I've seen in Kauai, we're at the surface together. They're down maybe like 5-6 feet on this reef, chomping at stuff. But this turtle, we were down 45 feet. And it was just hanging out there, just doing its thing. And it was cool to see it that way as opposed to snorkeling. And seeing them moving around and stuff like that. I don't know. There's just something different about it to see it in its environment.
Mm. It's just, yeah, and your perspective changes. You know, you're not on overwatch. You know, you're mm-hmm. down in it. You know, you're going between rocks and between kelp. And
they're a lot really more neat. Curious, I feel like.
Yeah, and the life and changes. Like, hey. You know, the sea life, they're down there. They're not up.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Where did the Halloween character, the Grim Reaper, come from? More in a moment.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros have been serving Arizona for over 20 years. Dune season is here, so ask about specialty tires for your toys. We also do alignments, brakes, oil changes, AC work, inspections, preventive maintenance, and more. Get your tires at any of our 4 Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com. Choose the perfect tire and make your appointment today. We also have free pickup and drop-off for your hassle-free experience guaranteed. Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros. Yeah, we got tires for that.
The creepy Halloween character, the Grim Reaper, typically depicted as a skeletal figure in a dark robe carrying a scythe, started as a symbol of death in the 14th century in Europe, especially during the Black Death. The Grim Reaper's scythe evokes the spirit of Halloween's harvest history, while its job of collecting souls connects to the ancient awareness of the afterlife on Halloween.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you're the owner and or operator of a local business and want to continue to hear the right talk, please consider advertising on KBLU. Your advertising dollars are the gasoline for the Clark, Kilmeade, Hannity, Beck engine. Without your support, the old 560 just won't roll. Reach out to like-minded folks, the patriots listening to this legendary radio station. When you do, you can invite new customers in and remind regulars to visit more often. And most importantly, keep the programming you love on 560 KBLU.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
So is it physically exerting? Is it tiring?
It doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be. The most effort you put in is getting geared up and getting in the water.
Oh, okay.
You know, the stuff's heavy, you know, so.
BCD that he's talking about, the buoyancy control device, that does all your work for you. You're just supposed to flip your bends every once in a while. Mm. You're not supposed to use your hands very much. Keep them in because you could rip people's regulators out and some bad things happen with your hands. So you're learning how to control your up and down with your breath. You use your lungs as your balloons. So you fill your balloons up to go up, and then you let all the air out to go down. But you're not holding your breath. You're just maintaining. You're breathing in a way that you're really doing extenuated breath in if I want to go up and over something, and then I'm letting it out and pushing it all out to go back down. But you're moving with your head rather than, and your fins rather than your hands.
Yeah. So, have either of you tried?
It's very calming. It's
the motorized.
No, that would be
another certification.
That would be fun.
Is it another certification? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous.
I think you can do that stuff. You can do it. You just have to find somebody that will take you to do it. Like, you can do a shipwreck. You're not supposed to unless you have a certification to do shipwrecks. But you might find somebody that will take you down to a ship. And you
there's
can
no
shipwreck.
Scuba police.
There's no scuba police.
So unless you get hurt. So if you get hurt down there, your insurance might not cover you if you're doing something you weren't certified to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Like your health.
You're an attorney, so you would understand that. Yeah, so you're not. I was just talking to Jeff about
anything anyway. So,
well, piloting once you have your pilot's license, but then every other year you have to do some kind of recert with with an instructor just to maintain your
certification or license.
Yeah, so once you have your license, you always have your license, but you don't always have the certification to fly. Mm-hmm. So you have to continue to maintain that. So. I was talking to him about it, and I said, well, what's to stop you from just jumping in your plane? Nothing. There's no cops. The tower doesn't say, hey, you're not certified. You know, you could do it, but until something bad happens. And then if you crash and you weren't cleared to fly, now your insurance will probably say, hey, you're on your own. We're not covering your plane.
We're not covering your funeral.
Yeah, so probably the same with scuba. I would imagine insurance companies probably have clauses in there that if you're doing an activity you're not certified to do and you get injured or die, you know, no money for you.
Yeah. And it's a little different with airplanes because, at least in the United States, are regulated by the FAA. So there are criminal penalties and fines that apply to you if you get caught, you know?
Yeah. So it's like the scuba. If you get caught deeper than you're supposed to be or in a shipwreck and you're not certified for shipwreck dives,
I don't know what the consequences there are. I don't know if it's maritime law or what. It must be maritime law.
I don't know. Yeah, you walk the plank.
Yeah, you know, I never understood some of these rules and regulations. For example, you go surfing. How many surfers do you see out there in the ocean where there's riptide and there's, you know, coral and...
National Weather Service in Phoenix has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for West Central La Paz County in West Central Arizona, Riverside County in Southern California, until 9:15 a.m. Mountain Standard Time or 9:15 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. At 8:26 a.m. Mountain Standard Time or 8:26 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located 16 miles east of Midland or 20 miles southwest of Parker, moving northeast at 10 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Poston. This includes California Route 95 between mile markers 20 and 33. Remain alert for a possible tornado. Tornadoes can develop quickly from severe thunderstorms. If you spot a tornado, go at once into the basement or small central room in a sturdy structure. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 9:15 a.m. Mountain Standard Time or 9:15 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time for the following county: La Paz, Arizona, and Riverside, California.
If I'm in your boat, what about it?
Am I responsible if you decide to wake surf with no vest and you get hurt, you hit your head, I can't get to you quick enough, and you drown?
But that's still my life.
Sure, but I think I would probably have some share guilt in it, wouldn't I? Well, I'd certainly have guilt. I'd be sad for a day or two. But the... aren't I liable?
Well, you shouldn't
You're
be.
You're on my boat.
That's what I'm saying. You shouldn't be because it's my choice. And like the insurance, they can write all the clauses they want, right? If I go out there and I scuba dive without the certification and I get hurt or
die. I guess
die,
I'm only liable because there is a law.
No, I would think that the insurance says, listen, if you're going to have a boat and somebody dies on your boat and they're not wearing a life vest, then maybe that's on you. Just for example, somebody in your car. Like if you get in a car accident and they're not wearing a seatbelt, then we're not covering their injuries because you should have required them to wear a seatbelt to
preserve. That's what I'm saying, but only because it's a law.
No. I'm saying the insurance company itself, independent of any law.
Oh, okay.
Insurance companies have their own policies.
If you get injured in a vehicle and you aren't wearing your seatbelt, we're not covering you.
We're not covering you. So then me in my car, I could say, hey, listen, buckle up. I'm not covering, you know, the insurance. I don't want to have to, you know, get pay out of my own pocket for that. So the insurance. And I think that's still private business working within one another. And that's capitalism, right? If I want you to pay for injuries that occur in my car, then I'm going to have to follow certain regulations of the insurance company that require that, just like the...
But that's still your choice. So what you don't like is the restriction of your choice.
It's the government getting involved and saying, you can't smoke, where you can't allow people to smoke in your restaurant. See, it's my restaurant. It's my property. Although I'm not personally a smoker and I prefer smoke-free places, I think that's an infringement upon the property owner's rights to allow people to do what they want on their property. And any time that it's not specifically infringement upon other people's life, liberty, or property, it's an unconstitutional law. That is the definition of a free people. So I guess the question would be, why would I have to wear a life vest? Why would I have to do it? Or, you know, for that matter. Now, driving a boat, on the other hand, there's no license required to drive a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a heck of a lot more dangerous than than wake
and
surfing
difficult.
Without a life jacket, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And you're endangering other people's lives if you're driving a boat around on water that you don't know what you're doing.
Aren't there laws, though, that require certifications?
For boat?
I think so.
Do you have a...
No. Didn't you get in trouble for riding a jet ski without certification?
Yeah, in Connecticut.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. They could require that. You know, you're going to ride a jet ski around, you could hurt somebody else.
I think they're
doing
it for ATVs, right?
They
have some kind of training.
Yeah.
Certification. I don't know... Yeah, I go back and forth, you know.
But if you applied those three pillars, it makes it pretty black and white.
Sure.
Otherwise, everything gets gray. Like, well, is it for the greater good? Well, you can make an argument on either side.
Sure.
But freedom means the freedom to be an idiot and take your own life or injure yourself or enjoy yourself to the extent possible. And the government should stand aside and allow you to do what you want. And unless you're infringing upon somebody else's rights, liberty, or property, then...
But idiots infringe on non-idiots.
That's true. And so
lives and rights all the time.
You can always make that case. If you're going to get on an ATV and hit somebody, then sure, you're going to have to require a license to get on that ATV. And then that argument is there because it meets one of those three pillars. But I'm just saying anything that doesn't... Like, for example, in Arizona, do you have to wear a helmet when you ride your motorcycle?
No.
Okay. In California, do you have to wear a helmet?
Absolutely.
So which one is correct?
I don't know. I mean, I like the choice. I think you should be able to have the choice.
Right. It should be your choice, right? Yeah.
When we go on motorcycle rides, I have friends. I always wear a helmet. That's my choice.
Yes.
I always do, but I have many friends that don't, and they'll have their helmet on the ride, and as soon as we cross the California state line or the Nevada state line, they pull their helmet out, they put that on, and then as soon as we cross into a state that doesn't have it, that helmet comes right back off again.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the I agree. You should, that should be your choice, right?
I mean, there's an argument that tattoos are dangerous. There's becoming more and more evidence coming out that tattoos have health, negative health impact.
Sure.
But I would be the last person to say that we should have a law against tattoos.
Okay, so there's a movement right now to make America healthy again and eliminate harmful chemicals from food.
Uh-huh.
Should that be government mandated, or should it just be my freedom of choice? If I want to eat garbage, you should let me eat garbage.
Yes.
So where are you on that?
Well, see, and it's tough because the government subsidizes so much of medical care and insurance. And so since I'm paying for other people's medical care, then if they make bad life choices in their diet, then I'm paying for it. And now you're taking my property because of their actions. So if you would eliminate that aspect of it, that I'm no longer paying for their illness, then I let, you know.
They so is the solution more restriction, or take the government out?
Take the government out altogether. Okay. I would say information would be required. If there was going to be a intervention by the government, I would say you have to print what is in the food or whatever that's being provided, the food, the drug, whatever it is. But after that, then the person gets to choose. And I think information requirement, that allows you to make the choice. We don't know whether or not we're harming ourselves unless we know what's in it. So I could see information, total transparency being a good thing, and that could be where the government actually gets involved and saying, yes, you do have to put information in there. But other than that, I don't think they should or could.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Not in a free society.
Yeah. I like that. I like,
what do you think, Adam?
Freedom to be able to make your own choice.
I'm with you on that one. I want to hear what you hate. You mentioned
it's not as heavy as that. It's not no global impact.
So I'm moving to that one. I'm moving to you.
No. I hate my spectrum of hate.
It's a Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
No, my spectrum of hate.
It's my role on the range. Show, though.
Yeah. Nobody's here for legal discussion.
Yeah.
No, I was recently on a flight. And I'm just always puzzled by these business travelers that feel like they have to wear a blazer or something on the flight. You know, they have to announce, I'm traveling for business.
I'm better than you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's better, but don't speak to me of frivolous or frivolity things. I'm here for business. Can't you tell by my blazer? You're not comfortable in that blazer. You're on a plane. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Jacket. Type thing.
No, like a sports jacket, like a blazer, like a button down shirt. And I'm like, what are you doing? Nobody here cares, you know, whatever. So are you a blazer guy?
No, but I'm like, oh, they look important.
Yeah.
They're hanging out in the Admiral's lounge.
No, I keep my voice down around them. Yeah, for sure. I don't want to disturb them.
Yeah, I mean, if one sits down next to you, you think, well, yeah, I guess, yeah, this guy's all business. Look at his blazer.
Yeah, I kind of toned down
It doesn't jive with, like, okay, you're wearing a blazer and you're in coach. Like, okay, no, never mind.
It's true. No respect or you're flying Allegiant. Yeah, but at the same time, I appreciate some, you know, wardrobe decorum on flights. I think flights have become the bus.
What can I show today up to your flight and not offend you?
Yeah.
And not offend me?
Yeah.
It needs to be comfortable.
Can I wear my pink sweatpants?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Say pink right across the rear.
If you show up in Crocs, though, you're not getting on my plane.
Crocs?
No. Crocs have no place in society. Crocs are the worst thing. Yeah, you brought up something else I hate.
Okay.
Crocs are such an indication of our societal decline.
And you're a shoe guy.
Shoe guy. I love shoes. Ask my wife.
And you're a comfort guy.
I'm a comfort guy.
Like, you wear Hokums.
Hokums?
What are they called?
Hokas. That's right. You have your choices. You have freedom to make your own bad decisions. No, Crocs are horrible.
What I love about
rubber shoes with holes in them. What are we doing?
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Get ready, Yuma, for a spectacular event that celebrates the best of our community. The Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Community Business Expo is your chance to see Yuma's business and how they connect directly with our community. These booths showcase their businesses and engage one-on-one with you. The event is buzzing with energy, complete with delicious food, exciting entertainment, and a festive atmosphere that makes this a can't-miss experience for everyone. See you at the Yuma Civic Center, Saturday, October 25th from 9 to 2.
All right, do-it-yourselfer, you've got the idea, and you got your building supplies at Southwest Lumber.
That's right.
Now, all you need is a bunch of expensive tools to get the job done.
Oh, that's right.
And you know just the place to rent them. Southwest Lumber, your home for everything home improvement. Southwest Lumber has half-day to multiple-day rentals available on just about anything you need to finish the job. Rent equipment and tools on Saturday and Sunday. It's free. Stop in today at 1917 South Avenue B in Yuma. Southwest Lumber, ready for everything.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Identify meetup locations and people you'll need to contact, and keep your contact list somewhere safe. Build a kit with enough food and water for 3 days. And don't forget your pets. Keep 7 days of medication on hand. Work with your pharmacist and insurance company to get the extra doses. Make copies of important documents and keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Note area hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid. And sign up for local alerts. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
There was that movie, Idiocracy, where those two idiots got like...
I never actually watched that. Is it
they
good?
Were like frozen in time or some. They got pickled or something. And so they wake up in the future.
Uh-huh.
And in the future, they're now the super intelligent ones because society has declined so much in knowledge and learning because everybody had things on their... I mean, this movie was very... prophetic, you know, because we're there now. So when you watch it in the movie, it was this ridiculous future, you know, that we're never getting there. And we're there. We're there to where these idiots from the 90s, you know, these like, I think they were just like stoner pothead idiots, wake up and now they're looked at as these wise, intelligent people because they're so much smarter than the rest of society. And what is all that idiot society wearing on their feet? Crocs. But this movie was made like in the early 90s. So when they were predicting an idiot society, they put Crocs on their feet. So for me, Crocs is a no-go.
Okay.
Crocs is an absolute no-go. Maybe on a boat, maybe, because they're waterproof and they float.
Yeah.
But out in life, I saw some the other day that were like furry.
Yeah.
That were like plush.
Yeah. And nurses wear them.
Nurses wear them all the time.
Oh, you hate nurses.
I don't hate nurses. Don't put words in my mouth. I love nurses. I have nurses in my family. But if a nurse friend of mine is wearing Crocs, we're going to have a discussion.
A nurse shows up to you and says, we're going to administer this medicine that's going to cure you. But
I'm looking at her feet.
Uh-huh.
Nah.
I'll pass.
Somebody else.
No socks.
Oh, and if they have like giblets or whatever they're called,
oh,
that, like,
yeah,
that they like
those things
decorate
those
their crocs.
Are horrible. Yeah.
Like pins?
Yeah.
Some
no.
SpongeBob little button on it.
No. Yeah. Just leave my, you know, my irregular heartbeat will just stay.
Yeah.
I can't take advice from you.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. That's legit. That's
yeah.
I think that's a good thought pattern.
There you go. So no blazers on airplanes.
No Crocs.
Get a life. Relax.
Yeah.
No Crocs. But don't relax too much till you fall into a Croc state.
This is an old, tired, worn out argument, but how stupid is it that you buy first class and you get to get on the plane first, so you get to wait the longest on this plane. You get to see everybody's butt as they pass by you, get smacked by everybody's carry-on luggage as they pass by.
Now, hold on. I know you, Adam, have flown first class. Sean, have you flown first class?
Yes.
Okay. And you still have this feeling?
I still wait till I get on. I get on last.
Okay. My wife gets on last, like last.
Yes.
Like the T in last.
I want them to call my name.
Yeah.
That is my goal. I want them to say...
What I don't understand is, why do you not load a plane back to front? Why do we zone one or the people up front?
Yes.
Okay, well, now we've just created this log jam backup. You're getting
100%.
And when I get on,
the overhead space is all gone, so
yeah,
stealing everybody else's.
And now, don't get me wrong.
That's the
if
only
I'm
reason
loaded past zone two, it's a bad flight for me. But if you're in zone eight,
yes,
you should be the first one on the plane.
Right.
You should be
you
back
have to
there
wait the longest.
Because when I get on, and then I feel like I have to rush out of the aisle, and I'm a bigger guy, so I got to rush out of the aisle. And so I'm waiting for people to go by, and then I quickly, like I'm trying to jump into traffic,
yeah,
jump out, put my stuff up above and close it, and then get back in my seat real quick. Because otherwise I'm holding up the line.
Right.
But if you put people on back to front,
right,
no problem. Yeah. Take all the time you want, you know, because you're seat 48. There's nobody past you unless they're going to go to the bathroom. So you can stand out in the aisle, put your stuff up, get yourself arranged, adjust your sweatpants, whatever, and then sit down.
Blazer, adjust your blazer.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, if you have a blazer and you're past like row six, nobody's buying it. But why not load back to front? Doesn't that just make sense?
Yeah.
It makes sense to me. So I'd be curious to know why that is. But I think it's just, like you said, it's just a status thing. Because if you're in first class,
I want everybody to know.
Your favorite thing to do is help people behind you find their seats. Like, just point over your shoulder. Yep. Just keep walking. You're back there.
I don't look at them.
You're like, back there.
I feel guilty.
You feel guilty?
I absolutely do.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like. Guilty.
Now they look at you with.
I know. They're looking at me. Exactly.
Oh, they hate like, you.
Have you ever had the curtain pulled?
And so I try not to look at them. Like, don't even look at me.
Like, sitting right. Sitting right past first class.
When you're in premium economy, so you're behind first class,
yeah,
but you're behind the curtain.
I bought the extra leg room. I could afford that for the extra $15, but no, I couldn't afford the first class.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at first class, and I'm trying to peek through the curtain, and there was something that was right past the curtain that I wanted to grab. I think there was a trash can or something that I wanted to throw some trash away. So I just, like, you know, kind of stuck my hands with the curtain, and... The stewardess, it was actually a guy. What do you call a stewardess? It's a guy.
I think it's a steward.
No.
Well, they're flight attendants now.
Flight attendant. So the flight attendant looks at me and zip, closes the curtain on me, like, back to your place.
Smacked your hand.
It's not even like, it's translucent. Like, you can see, I can see you.
Yeah.
I can see through the curtain. It's
hear,
not really
I can hear everything that's going on there.
But you know, the saddest thing is when they, like, deny access to the normal people in the back. To the bathroom up front.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, no, you can't go in this bathroom. And there's like little kids are like dancing. Yes. I'm like, oh.
But see, that's why they do it, because you just
like
refer to them as
my bathroom.
The normal people and then like the premium people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they do it. That's probably the argument for the blazer. It's one, you know, like I'm premium. I'm, you know, look at
you
me.
You do get treated differently, and I found this.
Oh, yeah.
I used to fly more than I do now. I avoid traveling pretty much at all costs. I just don't like it, and I've been getting a lot of grief over this lately. I don't want to bring it up on the show because I'll get more grief. But anyway, when I would fly a lot, I would test it out. I'd wear t-shirt and jeans, and see how I'd get treated by TSA and, you know, by the flight attendants and stuff like that. And then I'd wear what I wear every day to work, which I'm actually perfectly comfortable in a button-down shirt and slacks. It's just as comfortable to me as anything else because I wear it every day, and I buy the stuff that's comfortable to wear.
And you're stuffy and rigid.
Yeah. So I'm a lawyer. I'm a lawyer. That's the definition. Sure. Everybody gets it, right?
Yeah.
Say no more. So I would wear what I'd wear to work, and the treatment is different. There's a different tone. There's a different level of if I'm saying something idiotic, they'll stop for a second and give it some consideration before they, back to your seat. But yeah.
The real test would be wear a button-down shirt, slacks and a blazer, and Crocs.
Crocs.
And see what people
think.
Well,
I think if you're a billionaire, you can do that.
Yeah, probably. But then if you're a billionaire, you're not flying United.
Well, maybe you're a...
You probably have your own jet.
Yeah, you're a carbon-conscious billionaire. Yeah.
No, I think the happy medium are comfortable clothes, but they're expensive.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
Viori.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's just wearing Oh, wait. Viori.
Viori is
Sir, would you like a martini? Yeah. You
I
know?
I went to go buy some Viori shorts. I really like them. And then I didn't because I looked at the price tag. I ain't paying that. Like $80 for these skimpy shorts.
But I tell you what, if you can find an outlet... Pick up a pair, they'll become your favorite shorts.
But it's been a big regret of mine.
I have one pair.
Shorts, I can't find anything like that anymore.
Get them. They'll be your flight shorts.
Like is this a new brand?
It's a newer athletic brand.
Years.
It's because athletics has elevated.
Yeah.
You know, it's now, you know, look how many gyms there are and everything. So that athletic lifestyle is elevated. So now there's clothing manufacturers that cater to that. And anytime there are, you're going to have your lower brand, lower quality things, and then you're higher.
Yeah, I'm wearing my old Hanes worn out t-shirt.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking for like the perfect swimsuit. And so I went into this thing. It was at this place in San Diego where we're staying, and they have their own little shop, you know. So it's all these high-end brands, one of which was Viori. And I was like, okay, do you have any swimsuits? She pulls out the swimsuits, and I'm like, those aren't really doing it for me. She's like, well, these. And I'm like, well, they say they're active shorts. She's like, yeah, but you can swim in them. I'm like, but they're active shorts. They're not swim trunks. She's like, people swim in these. And I'm like, it just wasn't registering. But that opened up a new world to me. And then now I'm looking at, oh, wait, I can use active shorts as swim trunks. I don't have to just do swim trunks.
No, they're and the Swiss Army knife of shorts.
So when I went scuba diving, that's what I wore.
Really?
Shorts. Yeah, they're awesome.
And was there a difference?
Yeah, they're fantastic because they had the high spandex content is just fantastic. And so
and they don't have the mesh underlining.
Exactly. It's usually like biker shorts and which I enjoy.
The mesh you cut out. Like first thing I do when I buy a pair of swimsuit that has mesh, you cut that out.
Yeah.
I mean, if you love yourself, you'll cut it out.
Yeah. I still wear jean cutoffs for everything.
Okay. All right.
Cut them nice and short.
It's like a rash waiting to happen, dude.
So the perfect swim trunks, what is that for you?
I haven't found.
National Weather Service in Phoenix has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern La Paz County in west central Arizona, Riverside County in Southern California, until 9:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time or 9:30 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. At 8:52 a.m. Mountain Standard Time or 8:52 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located 14 miles south of Big River or 15 miles southwest of Parker, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Parker and Poston. This includes the following highways: Arizona Route 95 between mile markers 136 and 145. California Route 95 near mile marker 24 in between mile markers 27 and 36. Remain alert for a possible tornado. tornadoes can develop quickly from severe thunderstorms. If you spot a tornado, go at once into the basement or small central room in a sturdy structure. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 9:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, or 9:30 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time for the following county: La Paz, Arizona, and Riverside, California.
Absolutely. And they challenged that the fabric was, you know, some kind of patent or something, or, you know, that it was too close. So they sued them. But you could go into Costco and buy the exact same product for $20 that you're going into Vuori and paying $80.
I absolutely do that. I do that at Sam's Club here. I mean,
is, like, is the brand stamped on the outside? So
on Vuori it is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it better be. I just need an iron on.
There you go.
A lot of things that we've
fabric
done.
Marker.
A lot of the things that we branded for our for the law firm, I've got at Sam's Club or Costco, and they're like the Kirkland brand or the Members Mark, and they are so close to like these Vuori or Lululemon brands. It's like they feel so good, and it's a fraction of the price. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have. Let's see, outro. Thank Chris for joining.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Plug where listeners can find more episodes. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or right here.
I thought Apple Podcasts
on 560
done.
KBLU.
I thought Apple Podcasts was no more.
I don't know.
You know what? No, it's on there. It's on there. It shows up.
All right.
It shows up.
Anywhere you get your podcasts, you can listen to our show. You're going to look for Life, Death, and the Law with an ampersand.
Preview next week's topic, if known. Do you know what next week's guest and topic are?
No, I didn't read that because we didn't know. I didn't want to embarrass ourselves, but thank you for doing that.
You bet.
Yeah, we have no idea.
We like to wing it. That's the way we run this show, obviously.
I like it.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good luck on your lobster dive.
Thank you.
You can borrow my shark band if you want.
It's probably not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea because that's when they feed.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
Small businesses are the heart of America. Like you, these entrepreneurs started out with a dream and a drive to build a better life. If you have a small business idea to grow or challenge to face, you don't have to go it alone. Since 1964, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. Today, they are the nation's largest nonprofit source of expert mentoring, resources, and education. SCORE will match you with specialized mentors. Our thousands of volunteers provide the guidance and connections you need for free. Your success is waiting. SCORE is ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
You know your business needs to get in the digital game. Marketing on the internet, and maybe finally fixing your website. Don't let the world pass you by. Go to yumaadvertising.com. That's yumaadvertising.com. They're part of the Desert Southwest's largest media company, and their team has executed thousands of digital marketing campaigns across the country. Digital campaigns for businesses just like yours. Who knew they needed to get in the game? yumaadvertising.com. That's yumaadvertising.com. Don't let the world pass you by.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU Eldorado Broadcasters LLC nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.